February. What's happening in the natural world? Here's Ruth Carol Cushman and Steve Jones, co-authors of the Colorado Nature Almanac.
Nice snow. It's really nice and firm.
We're cross-country skiing around Teller Lakes just north of Arapahoe, and there are cottontail tracks everywhere. Like other members of the rabbit family, they hit the snow first with their smaller front paws and then thump down with large hind feet in front of the forepaws, leaving a distinctive print. It looks like two big parallel paws with two small paws trailing behind. These small rabbits seek shelter and warmth either in burrows or small depressions called forms under brush piles or shrubbery. And we can see one right over there under that willow tree. You can see the tracks all around it and also their little black pellets that they leave behind. Unlike white-tailed jackrabbits and snowshoe hares, cottontails fail to don winter whites for camouflage. Their warm grayish-brown coats make a certain amount of sense here in Boulder, where normally the ground stays snow-free most of the winter. As the leafy green stuff they prefer disappears, cottontails switch to bark, twigs, and dry plants that are high in cellulose and hard to digest. Microbes in their intestines can digest this woody material so as not to waste this rich food. Some cottontails eat their own softer droppings during winter.
Look at this beautiful coyote track here in the snow. So we know who's eating the cottontails. I think the coyotes and foxes have really been thriving this last month with all this food above the snow. We're also looking for jackrabbit tracks this morning. You won't have any trouble telling those from the much smaller cottontails. The hind legs of white-tailed jackrabbits are over 6 inches long, like miniature snowshoes. And their stride, the distance between their tracks, is, if you can believe this, 12 to 20 feet. So if you see rabbit-like tracks that are separated by as much as 20 feet, you know you found a white-tailed jackrabbit. They weigh as much as small foxes, and these large hares can run up to 35 miles per hour. Finding them, however, is going to be a problem. It's sort of a sad but familiar story. Cottontails are human-adapted species, and they thrive around human settlements. The native white-tailed jackrabbits are being driven out of Boulder County by us, by fragmentation of grasslands and destruction of prairie habitat. So they've become quite rare here in Boulder County. If you see one, please let us know or report your sighting to the Boulder County Nature Association website.
Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman are co-authors of the Colorado Nature Almanac and the Peterson Field Guide to the North American Prairie.